This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Yes, it's the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as LeBron and the Lakers battle Lillard and the Blazers. Lillard. What are they called without... He puts the L in Blazers, or the Bazers without Lillard. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Yeah. So really, you tune in tonight to listen to the Lakers advance past the first round. Boy, it's been a while. Speaking of which, it's been a while since Paul George played well in the playoffs. But he did last night, and afterward, he was asked why he'd struggled, especially in games 2, 3, and 4. Here's his answer.
It was just a little bit of everything. Underestimated mental health, honestly. I had anxiety, a little bit of depression. Just being locked in here, I just wasn't there. I checked out. Games 2, 3, 4, I wasn't there. I felt like I wasn't there.
It's great that he acknowledged anxiety and depression in the bubble. And in fact, we had Coach David Fizdale on earlier in the show. And he mentioned that particularly African-American men, I thought this was just a male issue, but he said he notices it especially pronounced among African-American men, a kind of reluctance to admit weakness publicly. And so it's great that Paul George, especially in a sport where it's like, well, Jordan and Kobe never, you know, they were... Okay, but he's not Jordan or Kobe. And even Jordan and Kobe, confidence had to wax and wane, you know? It doesn't matter if you're Mariano Rivera or Muhammad Ali, whoever you are. There are times when you're scared, when you have anxiety, when you are more or less confident. It's life. You're a human being. At any rate, it's great that he admitted it, but he wasn't asked, hey, did you have anxiety or depression in the bubble? He said he was asked about his struggles, and he brought that up, meaning he feels, it seems to me, I can infer from what he said, that now that he's confronted it, he feels more comfortable that it won't be as much of an issue going forward. What that means is he just put more pressure on himself. For a guy dealing with anxiety, just put more pressure on himself. Because people will be less willing to use that as an explanation for a poor playoff performance. And more readily will they look and put it in the context of his career, which is he doesn't play as well in the playoffs as he does in the regular season. And the Clippers are going to need the best version of Paul George to go all the way, or at least the normal version of Paul George. If Paul George is his normal self, he and Kawhi will win the title this year. Presuming that they're healthy. They get Patrick Beverley back. No one goes down, you know, knock wood, Zubac, or Lou Williams or Montrez Harrell or, you know, someone like that. They have more or less their whole team together. And Paul George is Paul George. They'll win the whole thing right now. Allie, is it Allie or Ollie from Virginia? You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Is it so? It's Ali.
Yeah, just like the boxer.
Gotcha. What's up?
It's up. I respect you, and I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, especially in boxing. I just got a question. I know you're a historian guy. You have a historian degree.
I have a history degree from Columbia. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I say, and I have one from the University of Phoenix. And I was just wondering, you always never wanted to say the Washington team last name, or you're not, you wouldn't even acknowledge
I'm
it.
I'm not going to acknowledge it, correct.
Yeah, exactly, but my question is this then why should we say the Dallas Cowboys? Because their background of Cowboys are no better than anything else. They stole, they robbed, they killed the Indians, they stole property from black people. when they
Cowboys?
Were
because yes, but right. Cowboys can be applied to a very, very broad group, and not that what you're saying doesn't apply to everyone who's ever been a cowboy. And the word cowboys is not if it's not a derogatory term demeaning a group of people. So I understand what you're saying is that you feel that cowboys as depicted in popular culture, I think this is what you might mean, or you think you mean, cowboys as depicted in popular culture, if you see cowboys as like this monolith, then they shouldn't be celebrated. Oh, well, okay, at certain times there have been bad cowboys, yes. But that's very different than using a racial slur as a team name.
What is the racial slur of being a Redskin? Some of them don't even get upset about it.
Well, but many of them do. And it's a derogatory word for Native Americans. And it actually goes, the origin has to do with scalping. I mean, like, it's, we don't need to get into the history of the name. I thought when Bomani Jones wore a shirt, Caucasians, he made a point. But Caucasians is not a racial slur. The word of the Washington team is or was. Let's see. I can't see, Rod. You have to move the cursor. There we go. Reset, is that your name from Dallas? Raj, let me find out that you're saying is that someone waiting on the line? Or are you saying reset? Okay, gotcha. Nolan from Iowa, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey Max, do you think there's any other team besides the Bucks that are gonna come out of the East?
Oh yeah, yeah. The Bucks could get stopped by the Heat easily. When you look at the Heat, they have multiple guys who can put the ball on the floor and create, even though you don't think of Jimmy Butler really as a point guard, but he can. He can get you into your offense, can bring the ball up, all that stuff, get his own shot. By the way, so can Goran Dragic. You have Tyler Hero and especially Duncan Robinson can shoot the lights out. You got Bam Adebayo who can defend and do a whole bunch of stuff. Like everywhere you look on that roster, it's a problem. Then they play together. They're coached well. It's a Pat Riley franchise. Yeah. Yeah, the Heat could be a problem for the Bucks. The Bucks have a good size matchup against the Heat, but they could absolutely be stopped by the Heat. Or it could happen against, you know, Boston or Toronto, depending. Yeah, no, the Bucks aren't guaranteed to come out of the East. I think they should be favored, but that's far from a lock. Roger, take the call thing off this. Let me get back to the thing I have to do next. I'm looking at a ways that I'm going to show everybody on TV. See, I'm looking at a screen here, and Raj likes to not have it where I need to see it. Now he finally, very quickly, he got it up there. Once I put you on the snitch line, Raj.
The snitch line. I think you run out of quarters. How many quarters you got in your pocket? You can't just keep calling the snitch line from the what do you call those
snitching.
What are those phones called? What were they called?
Payphones?
Yeah, payphone. You can't just keep using the payphone for the snitch line. Save your quarters, man. Save your quarters.
Is Popovich the best fit for the Nets? For the Nets? What about the Pacers' new opening? I'll run it through the Zip Recruiter job search coming up on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Ah, if you're a business owner, you have a lot on your plate right now. But ZipRecruiter makes your hiring process easier. Cafe Altura's Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee. So what did he do? He went to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny, posted his job, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. See how it said /Greeny? Mike Greenberg gets credit for that. Good for him. But now it's time for ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman, so I get all the credit. It's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter, listen to this, get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. 4 out of 5. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KELLERMAN, Kellerman. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. It's the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Check out ESPN Audio at home by telling Alexa to play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at home is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz vans are ready for anything. I don't remember what I teased last segment, Raj. I got something else. This Raj plans a segment ahead. So right before we go on air, we're talking about what we're going to do the following segment, and that's what's now on my mind. Okay, now I remember. We had Coach Fizz on earlier in the show, and David Fizdale, and I asked if he'd be interested in any of the coaching vacancies, because there seem to be some in the NBA right now, and he said he doesn't know if he's in the position to, you know, say that he's interested. The teams need to be interested in him. I think Coach Fizdale's a very good coach, also an excellent media personality, and so I think he has those options. And for him to still want to coach, in spite of the fact that he can make money in the media, which I can tell you is it's the best job. It's fun. You're talking about sports. It's not really work, and you get paid well, versus coaching, which is hard work and is thankless. Unless you win the championship, everyone hates you. Think about that. At any rate, Nate McMillan was fired today. Nate McMillan was extended like a day ago for a year, which I found odd. Like, you're only going to extend him for a year? This guy's one of the best coaches in the league. And then they get rid of him. And now it's being reported. I think Woj had it. Woj has everything. Now it's being reported that they're interested in making a run at Mike D'Antoni. And Stephen A. has said on First Take many times that, according to Fertitta, the owner of the Rockets, D'Antoni doesn't start winning a championship pretty soon, he's going to be available. At any rate, look, why would you fire Nate McMillan? I get it. The Indiana Pacers are a good organization. They have a good roster. Look at that roster. That's really well done. For even though it's a basketball crazy area, that's really on the college level more than anything. It's not that they don't like the NBA, but it's really that's where the passion seems to be. And it's not like anyone's clamoring to go to Indiana. Like, in the history of the league, there's never been a type A free agent who said, that's it, I'm going to sign with the Pacers, I can't wait. It's just not that kind of market. Those markets are traditionally either large markets, like mega markets like New York and Chicago. And by the way, until like the Brooklyn Nets came around, no one was signing with the Knicks, really. And who was signing with the Bulls? So we have it in our heads that it's big markets, but it's warm weather, desirable markets. L.A., Miami, places like that. And at Indiana, so they've put together a hell of an organization, really. They put together, and this iteration of the team is really good. Look up and down the roster. But there's no player who's the best player on a championship team on that roster. The closest thing they have is Victor Oladipo, who clearly wasn't himself. Yes, he played well. He's a good player. But he's a better player than he showed in these playoffs. Why would you fire the coach who I feel like every year is a top five coach? He's in the running for coach of the year every year. And you get rid of him? Yeah, Raj.
I hear what you're saying, Max, but I got to run it through the ZipRecruiter job search. Can we do that?
Okay, yeah. All right, hold on a second. That's a good point. Let's see. What should we run? Whether they should have fired him or who he should go coach or who they need to bring in as a coach?
I think whether they should have fired him. Didn't they just give him a damn extension?
Okay. Let me run this through the ZipRecruiter job search engine and see. Hold on a second. Hold on. See, I'm clearly typing, right? Okay. Typing. Now I'm hitting enter, so I should hear something soon. Oh, there it is. Nope, the ZipRecruiter job search engine has clear. No, they should not have fired Nate McMillan.
What?
By the way, 4 out of 5 candidates, use ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 people who use it get the right candidate within the first day. So that's 80% likelihood that the computer's right. I can't even figure. What's the criticism of Nate McMillan? That he got swept? Sabonis didn't play. And Oladipo's not the same. Now, you look at the roster up and down, as I said, it's quite good. So I understand the organization thinking, well, one of the reasons that, you know, we're in the position we're in is not just the coach, it's the organization. We got these guys, T.J. Warren and Miles Turner and Brogdon and all these guys. But what do you want coach to do with those guys when his best player is not himself and he's missing a key piece of the team, a key starter, one of their best players, against a Miami Heat team? The fact that they got swept? Or is it, like, I know some of the criticism. Yeah, Raj.
Well, yeah, no, finish that point, but then I still got more ZipRecruiter because I need to know about Pop to the Nets.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I just want to say that could they shoot some more threes? Because they shoot it pretty well. Brogdon and Miles Turner for a big guy. And yeah, right. They don't, but they don't shoot it enough, right? Mm-hmm. I get it. They could shoot it more. And D'Antoni certainly is the guy. If you have a bunch of guys who can shoot the three, but they're just not taking them, they can certainly shoot it more. I guess I have to get my brain around. Like, when I look up how many threes are they taking, three or four threes a game, to me, I'm like, oh, okay, so they're shooting the three. No, if you're not shooting at least seven or eight a game, you're not shooting the three nowadays. That really, you know, I don't like – it's not a brand of basketball I like. I'd rather have a complicated passing scheme that if you score out off the third pass or something like that, you get an extra point. Like, like incentivize people to play a more interesting game than just bombing threes and getting to the paint. Anyway, where's Popovich going to go? Let me quickly put this in the ZipRecruiter job search engine. Where should Popovich go to the Nets? Let me see.
Soundbite.
Okay. Enter.
Soundbite.
No, the search engine says Popovich should not go to the Nets. He should stay put in San Antonio. It has an 80% chance of being right, as you know. Four out of five people use ZipRecruiter get the right candidate within the first day, Raj. I don't know if you're aware of that. But the computer has spoken. We get some good calls. If I was the kind of host who could get through segments and get to some calls, boy, I'd really enjoy that. How does a fella do that? Maybe I'll get to some calls coming up. But then we have interesting topics like, should the Celtics and Raptors really sit out game one? And then I got an idea from someone who works at First Take that I kind of like even better than them not sitting out or sitting out game one. I'm going to try and get through this topic. It's a heavy topic and then get to some calls, I think. I got to do a progressive read, Rob. Raj, you want to put it up on the screen somewhere? Ah, the Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay, up next, should the Celtics and Raptors really sit out game one? We're going to get to it after all, and then I'm going to take calls. Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. This was passed along to me by Tom Griffin, who works on First Take, or, you know, works at ESPN, and said he's passing along this idea for tomorrow's shows. I'll do it today. What if the Raptors boycotted and therefore forfeit game one? Now it's 1-0 Celtics. And then the Celtics did the same for game two. Now it's a 1-1 series, and then they play a best of three. You've made your point. See, and you still play basketball. The issue is, I understand the idea that players are like, wait, I know you want us to get back to normal. But what the pandemic has laid bare, you know, because in the pandemic, everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to get back to normal. Oh, some distraction, basketball. And what players are saying, well, these are predominantly African-American leagues. And as African-Americans and their allies, just people who are socially conscious, we don't want things to go back to normal. You see what's going on? We don't want things to go back to normal. And by the way, police brutality is the tip of the iceberg. it's an emotive issue, but it's not as important in terms of structural racism as, say, mass incarceration. But we can see it. We have a visceral response to it. It's right there. It connects with us emotionally differently. There's that one moment where someone loses their life, when they're murdered in cold blood or else paralyzed in this case. Or when police let a white supremacist, according to the white supremacist, 17-year-old, shoot two people in cold blood, protesters. And then walks with a gun that he did not register, you know, that he had illegally, right by the police officers, and then goes home. And now he's arrested. I mean, like, what we have to be able to agree upon in this crazy world where this obsession with the media being even-handed, we have to tell both sides. We have to tell the truth. And sometimes one side is the good guys and one side is the bad guys. And if we cannot agree that self-identified white supremacists are the bad guys, they're the enemy. They're anti-American. If we can't agree on that, we've lost our minds. That's an uncontroversial statement, right? And what we see is sometimes police departments, local police departments, are willing to let these white supremacists operate more or less with a free hand, as has been reported, if the reports are to be believed, but they're from credible sources. And you just see the difference in terms of protesters. If they're brown people and they protest, look at the reactions of the police if they try to enter a state capitol unarmed, peacefully, versus if they are heavily armed white protesters. Anyway, but the emotive issue, the one that's really triggering people, is unarmed or police shooting dead black people, when it seems as though much lesser force could be substituted for deadly force. And the players are saying, no, we're not just going to get back to normal because, of course, the white people are like, I want the status quo. I want to get back to normal. That makes me feel comfortable, especially now when everything is different because of the pandemic. And black people are saying, and the players are saying, there has to be a new normal. Normal has to work for everyone. In this case, black life can't be as cheap as it's always been in this country. We have a very high tolerance for dead black people in this country. And people are now saying enough is enough. All right, look. Josh from New York, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, good afternoon. How are you?
Okay, go, Josh.
Yeah, I just thought I would suggest you talk about systemic ideas, and the whole system of the NBA is something that the players can also deconstruct. And you know boxing. I'm also a big boxing fan, and boxing is built upon the boxer. You have the main match, and then you have undercard matches. And people will pay $200-$300 to watch a really good fight, like Pacquiao. I think something like that with basketball could also work. Imagine LeBron and AD playing against Harden and Zion, right? I'd probably pay $150-$200 to watch that with an awesome undercard under it. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about.
I mean, you might not be wrong, but I hate the idea. Because right now, sponsors are bringing the best basketball in the world to us. And what you're suggesting is take that captive audience and milk them for more money directly, direct to consumer. That pay-per-view model has greatly enriched a select few fighters and impoverished many others because it's helped to marginalize the sport and has alienated generations of fans at this point. You may not be wrong that would work, but I don't know that would be a good thing, although I understand what you mean by player empowerment. I think the players are quite empowered in the NBA, actually, and are gaining power in the NBA because they seem to have a good faith partner in the league compared at least to Major League Baseball and the NFL. Ricky from Dallas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Uh-huh. Brandon from Bloomfield, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
My call. Would you agree that if KD never joined Steph and the Warriors, that Steph would probably have even more MVPs that he has right now, because I think he does. And I think if they don't join forces, I think James Harden isn't as big as he is. I think they're both averaging over 35 to 40 points each.
Yeah, I don't know if Steph's frame would hold up, but if it did, sure, he'd have at least another MVP, let's say, and certainly at least one fewer championship, if not two. Harold from Alabama.
Hey, man, that stuff you said before, man, was really thought-provoking, and I've always been a big fan of yours. My first question is, man, and, I watched J.R. Smith with the Lakers, man, and I know he hadn't played for a couple of years, man, but the man has been terrible, man, in the bubble. He's been awful. And
well, look,
I got another question about
unfortunately, Harold, you have to do the boxing question another time because I'm running out of time in this segment. I'll say this. They have J.R. Smith because they had the guard, Avery Bradley, who was playing pretty well this year. He not available to them in the bubble. So they were able to, and they find the best available guy. They got J.R. Smith, perimeter defender, when last in the NBA, and he could shoot the three. But there's a reason he was available. But they do have Danny Green to the tune of $10 million a year. And Danny Green is a $10 million a year player, at least, usually. He's a 40% career three-point shooter, and he's a genuine 3-and-D guy, starting caliber 3-and-D guy, as in he started for multiple champions in San Antonio and then started for a champion in Toronto. So they do have Danny Green, who should come around. He has recently. And KCP is a rotation piece who can do a lot of things, maybe none of them quite well enough to be a starter on a championship team, but well enough to be a rotation piece on a championship team. They have those two guys. Will that be enough to beat the Clippers if they meet? I don't think so. I think the Clippers will win, but it's enough to get to the Western Conference Finals, I think. Is LeBron being outplayed in these playoffs by another player in L.A.? My last take is coming up. Max Kellerman, ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, ESPN, or the ESPN app. Didn't it used to be ESPN The App? And SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. See that, Raj? It's hard for me to say my own last name. The Max Kellerman Show? The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Also brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because yeah. I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's last take.
So, Stephen A. and I had a debate today about who's the best player in the playoffs so far between who's having a better playoffs, Kawhi or LeBron. Both of them look to advance with one more win. Kawhi had the tougher opponent. They're putting up very similar numbers. Who has been the better player? I think most people would say LeBron, and it is very close, I admit. But in my infinite wisdom, or maybe it's finite, I say you're wrong, most people. In fact, it's Kawhi. But I know why you think it's LeBron. Look, Kawhi has the higher PER by a very little bit. PER is, you know, when people say he has this many points, this many assists, this many rebounds, this many blocks, this many turnovers, this is his free throw percentage, this is what he's shooting from three, this is his field goal percentage, right? Like all that stuff. PER takes all that into account and says, here's a number that says all that stuff, right? So it's not that it's a perfect number. It's not. John Hollinger invented it, right? It's not, but it's good. It does what, when instead of sitting there going points, rebounds, assists, turnovers, blocks, steals, free throw percentage, 3-point percentage, field goal percentage, it says, okay, here's what you mean. Kawhi's a little bit ahead of LeBron there. But LeBron is the main focal point of everything and the ball goes through him. Kawhi's usage rate is slightly higher than LeBron's. That's on offense. LeBron is an all-time underrated defensive player. LeBron is, he's not consistently one of the greatest defensive players of all time, but he's consistently in high leverage times one of the greatest defensive players of all time. He really is. He's a great defensive player when he wants to be. But Kawhi Leonard's a better defensive player than LeBron James, and I don't think many people would argue that. Kawhi Leonard's a two-time defensive player of the year, none for LeBron. Kawhi Leonard has more first team all defensive nods than LeBron does, even though his career is much shorter. It's been much shorter. But like, forget about just the accolades, right? Your eyes tell you. Kawhi's the best defender of this generation. We have some great defenders, you know, in the sport at all times, you know, whoever's the best is. But Kawhi overall in this era, he's the guy you're going to remember as the defensive guy. So that's offense and defense, folks. Is there anything else? Well, LeBron brings the team along and gets everyone involved in the offense. Yes, he's the point guard. Kawhi is kind of the point guard on that team, too, kind of. Like, the offense runs through him, but he's not a point guard. He's not a traditional point guard. And he's not a passer like LeBron, certainly. He does not elevate the play of his teammates to the extent that LeBron does. That is true. But I don't think that's why people think, in fact, LeBron is better than Kawhi right now. I think this is the reason. When you watch, I'll go back to Magic and Bird, because LeBron is very much in that category. He's like, LeBron's like Magic and Michael had a baby, right? Because he has the scoring ability and everything, and he's the high flyer, but he's also the genius. Like, Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time, period. But Bird and Magic had a genius to the way they played that Michael did. Like, Jordan was an excellent passer, but he wasn't gifted as a passer the way those guys were. He didn't see the game the way they did. He's just better than everybody. At pretty much everything. LeBron is like Magic and Bird in the sense that he's a genius. You see something different with him. The way he sees and controls the game is different. But you know what? Right in the middle of Magic and Bird doing their thing, Moses Malone stepped in, won the chip with a past his prime, Dr. J. I mean, it was a great team, but Moses was the MVP. And he won the MVP. Right in the middle of Bird and the Bird and Magic era, in step Moses and said, not so fast, and was the best player in basketball that year, period. And he was the chairman of the boards. It wasn't, when you watch Moses Malone, there was no genius at work. It was work a day, but it worked. He put in enough effort and was the best that year. And Kawhi Leonard, also, it's interesting, chairman of the boards, Moses Malone. Board man gets paid, Kawhi Leonard. When you watch Kawhi, as great as he is at everything, you don't see him as a genius like LeBron. And obviously, he's a very different player than Moses. But it's more like that. It's more like, boy, he does what he does so well. But that kind of guy never leaves the same impression on the audience as the genius does. So Kawhi is the dude who, when you look at the numbers, he's putting up as good or better numbers overall than anyone in the playoffs, you know, right there. Maybe Donovan Mitchell, and I got to look at Denver Nuggets. I've just got through saying that he and Donovan Mitchell are the best rivalry in the sport. Jamal Murray, sorry. Thanks, Raj, for stepping in there. Raj couldn't just say, you mean Jamal Murray?
I there's no way you could have forgotten that, I'm thinking. I'm like, you just said it. You just
you know how many names I have bouncing around
it.
In my head? Anyway, the
many,
point,
I guess.
Yeah, a lot. The point is, I got to look at what Jamal Murray's at this point, but Kawhi's numbers are right there. You know, he's averaging a million of everything, and he's doing great, and his team is winning. But he does it quietly in a way. Like, Kawhi's the type dude wind up with 35 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, you know, 2 blocks and 4 steals or something like that. And you don't even hardly notice it until he hits the game winner, you know, or makes the key steal in the game, late in the game. But he does it quietly, and LeBron does it big. LeBron does it with genius. So that person, the eyeball's attracted to, and your brain tells you, you know, like, this is the guy. He's not doing better than Kawhi in these playoffs. Sorry, he's not. I know they're up on Portland. It's a team that doesn't play defense, and AD is on his team. What's Kawhi done? Anytime Paul George has played well, they've won. Kawhi just needs a little help. As soon as he gets a little help, as does LeBron and everyone else. Doncic, they all need help. Harden, you need help. Giannis needs help. They all need help. Every time Kawhi gets help, he wins. Like, without fail throughout his career. And right now included, Chinay Ngolik Jr. coming up, ESPN Radio.